The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hang on, because we got a lot today. It's going to be a really great show. I appreciate those of you who are joining us on 989 The Answer, and whether you are watching us on the multiple live streams that we have, Bruce Hooley Show, 989 The Answer Facebook page, my personal social media pages for the first hour. Appreciate your time. And it's amazing how the headlines coalesce around each other and sort of prove one central theme as we enter the heat of this election season, and it is that theme that Democrats do not just disagree with us on policy. They disagree with our very existence, and it's taken a lot of people who are supposedly conservatives, who are supposedly devoted to truth, a long time to recognize that. But they are recognizing it, albeit sometimes it takes strange things to help them recognize it, which we will get into all of that. Talk with Senate candidate Bernie Moreno at 12:05. Talk with Gary Click, Ohio General Assembly House member. Gary Click, the guy doing literally God's work, joining with Jenna Powell of Arcanum to pass the SAFE Act and the Save Women's Sports Act in one bill. The threatened lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union has transpired. Yesterday afternoon, the ACLU filed in Franklin County Common Pleas Court a lawsuit challenging the legality of not allowing doctors to mutilate children sexually under the age of 18. And the ACLU lawsuit also challenged the legality of doctors not being allowed to chemically castrate boys and to permanently alter the DNA of girls with gender hormones and puberty blockers. I kind of wondered whether this suit would come. I thought it was a lot of bluster. I thought it took him a long time to do it. But Gary Click, who again will join us at 12:35, said that he knew this was coming. And why wouldn't the ACLU file this case? I mean, you remember, when Roe versus Wade was overthrown, Ohio had a heartbeat bill already passed into law. It was hung up by the federal law, which allowed abortions under the Roe versus Wade precedent. Then when the Dobbs decision came down, Ohio and other states that had heartbeat bills or had more restrictive limits on abortion, those laws then went into effect. Well, then a lawsuit was filed in Franklin, in Hamilton County Common Pleas Court, and one judge in one of Ohio's 88 counties was allowed to hold up the enforcement of the heartbeat bill, which is a very nice way of saying allow the unfettered murder of innocent unborn children, until issue one went down to defeat in the state of Ohio because of horrific messaging by all the pro-life organizations that couldn't figure out a way to work together and conservative politicians in the state who were unable to find their voice on it. So now the ACLU is coming back. They're trying to keep the SAFE Act and the Save Women's Sports Act from becoming law on, I think it was April 24th, that it was scheduled to go into effect. And here is a quote from Chase Strangio, the Deputy Director for Transgender Justice. Oh, at the ACLU. Remember. Justice does not need a modifier, okay? Anytime you hear about some kind of justice, environmental justice, social justice, transgender justice, now, if you got to modify it, it's probably not justice. It's probably just ideology or zealotry. But here's a quote from Chase. We refuse to allow lawmakers to move forward with these cruel restrictions that directly harm transgender young people. Families are now confronted with the extremely difficult decision of fleeing the state they call home to protect their children or allowing them to go without the care they and their doctors know is right for them. Well, I'm curious, Chase, if you're so positive about that, why is WPATH retracting all of its statements, which sound a lot like yours, that this care is needed, that it is necessary? Why in Europe are they banning these surgeries and these treatments? Because they've had a longer term to evaluate them. Because they've figured out, given that longer term, they don't work. They harm kids. They actually consign kids to a life of misery. And we have ample stories told here in the United States of America by kids like Chloe Cole and others who have undergone these treatments and who have said, I was horrifically harmed by these procedures. But, you know, you got your big umbrella of political power, your LGBTQ agenda, which none of those individual letters are compatible with the others. But boy, when you can muster your collective political muscle together under one umbrella, and you got to add a plus sign so we can add more demented, demonic, freak organizations like, wait for it, pedophiles, LGBTQ, P's coming. We're going to decriminalize pedophilia. We're certainly going to try. We're going to put that P under the umbrella any day we can because Joe Biden needs your votes. The Democrats need your votes. And you're all going to assemble under one happy, heretical umbrella. And the ACLU is more than happy to represent you and file nonsense lawsuits like this lawsuit filed yesterday on behalf of two 12-year-old transgender Ohio girls and their families, one from Hamilton County, Woke Central, and one from Franklin County, also Woke Central, arguing they would lose critically, medically necessary health care. No, what they would get is truth and people who genuinely care for them rather than their whacked parents who through some freaky Munchausen by proxy syndrome or something else are more than willing to use their kids as political pawns or as medical experiments to prove their own political zealotry. ACLU legal director Frieda Levinson said, the ban is cruel. It is not based on science, and it is unconstitutional. Really? It's not based on science? Well, it certainly is based on science. Frieda. So this is not surprising, but definitely troubling, and we will talk with Gary Click about it at 12:35 today, as Gary was the one who led the fight on it, and he is very up to speed on the latest news developments around the U.S. and around the world that disprove a lot of the lies that the ACLU makes in this lawsuit. Now, let me transition to another story I learned about last night that is deeply, deeply troubling. And it involves a former girls' high school basketball coach here in the Columbus area at Worthington Christian High School. Jason Dawson, he's no longer the coach there. He left, I think, 3 years ago. He was the guy who was training Malachi Branham, the Ohio State basketball star who was a one-and-done to the NBA. Jason Dawson and other players would get together at 6 o'clock in the morning, do workouts, and he would teach at Worthington Christian. Then he was the basketball coach at Worthington Christian. They got to the state final. They were beaten in the state final by a super team of AAU studs that magically showed up at the same private school one day. But Mr. Dawson, it appears to me, if these allegations are true, is going to go away for a long time, and he should go away for a long time. He's 35 years old. He was arrested in North Carolina earlier this week. The allegations are that he had a frequent and ongoing sexual relationship with a female player under his on his team. The frequency of this is deeply troubling. Reports, some have it, they had sexual relations somewhere between 70 and 100 times that Jason Dawson sent video of them having sex to the girl, which I don't know how that's not child pornography. He's charged right now with two felony counts of sexual battery involving a minor and one felony count of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor. They've got three videos off the girl's phone. So this is an example of why, even in a place where this is, would be totally unexpected, a Christian school, and full disclosure, my kids go to this school. And it troubles me as a parent that this went on, that there was not oversight to prevent this from going on. I don't know how this can possibly happen without somebody having a red flag go off and see it. So this is horrific. But it points out, here's what it points out. It points out that you as a parent have to be involved in everything your kids are doing. That even when you entrust your children to people who purportedly work for organizations that are completely and totally, you would think, safe, that it still requires your vigilance to make sure that your kids are safe. Well, they are very upset at Kent State University. Why? Because their team lost in the MAC tournament to Akron on a not a very smart play by a Kent State player. Well, I'm sure they're upset about that. But they're more upset about a pending visit to campus sponsored by Turning Point USA. You go, Charlie Kirk. And the guest speaker coming to campus is Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, you remember Kyle Rittenhouse, right? He went to Wisconsin amid the George Floyd riots to try to provide some security. And he had a couple of woke idiots who decided they would try to kill him. And he was armed with an AR-15. He defended himself. He went to court. And he was found innocent, not guilty. Okay? So since then, Kyle Rittenhouse has become somebody who talks about his life, things that happened to him, his belief in the Second Amendment. But here is the headline on the story entitled, Murderer! Kent State Students Protest Upcoming Kyle Rittenhouse Speech. Put your name on that. He can sue you and take all your money. Some students at Kent State University in Ohio are speaking out against Turning Point USA arranging Kyle Rittenhouse to talk on campus. Why? Why, Bruce? Because they say that the presence of a, quote, murderer may potentially incite more violence. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that if there is more violence around Kyle Rittenhouse's visit to Kent State University, it will not be Kyle Rittenhouse and his AR-15. It will not be Turning Point USA people who want to go and listen to the speech. It will be the knuckleheads who have slandered him by calling him a murderer, who will be pounding on windows, throwing rocks, throwing cans of soup, frozen water bottles. It will be the people decrying the violence who will be committing the violence. Take that to the bank. It says in this story that since his trial, Rittenhouse has advocated for gun rights and the Second Amendment. How dare he advocate for something in the U.S. Constitution? And he has often referenced the misinformation surrounding his story. The temerity of this kid correcting lies told about him. How dare he? Doesn't he understand he's just a pincushion for the left and that he has to absorb and take every single insult they hurl his way? Come on, Kyle Rittenhouse, get with the program. You're a convenient target for the left. You're not going to jail, but we should still be able to call you whatever we want to call you and label you however we want to label you. Now, I will say that there is one smart kid on the Kent State campus. His name is Brady Seymour. He is the president of the Turning Point USA chapter. And Brady, listen to him, children at Kent State and elsewhere. Brady says this: no matter what side you're on, if you're trying to make a difference in the world, there will always be people that hate you for it. Sounds like Brady had amazing parents to me. However, Kent State's Turning Point USA Instagram post promoting Rittenhouse's visit to campus has been labeled as one by one student organization as, quote, genuinely detrimental to the student body. I have an idea. If you think, like the poster from this organization, and I'm going to dignify them by giving them their name and additional publicity, but if you think that, as this poster says, racism at Kent State, featuring Kyle Rittenhouse, didn't he shoot like white people too? He was an equal opportunity protector of his own life, I believe. I don't even know if he shot anybody of color. Racism at Kent State. Why? Because it was a George Floyd-related riot? Like, what's racist about it? Kent State is, and here's what the poster says. Kent State is allowing this murderer on our campus. And there's a QR code. Kyle, scan that with your phone and sue the Lululemons off of them, okay? So this is one thing going on out there on our college campuses. Let me take you elsewhere. Vanderbilt University, where they had on their student election ballot, their student government ballot, a BDS referendum. What is BDS? It stands for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. In other words, it's trying to get people not to invest in anything that could remotely possibly be linked to or help Israel, right? Because Israel's a bunch of colonizers and the poor terrorists in Gaza don't have enough food to eat and water to drink because the terrorists in the tunnels have stolen it all, and that's Israel's fault, even though they're trucking in 100 trucks a day of humanitarian aid. But at Vanderbilt, they're very upset because the university said, we're not putting that on the stupid student ballot. Why let them vote on something that we're not going to do anyway? We're going to invest where we want to invest. So they took it off the ballot, and now there is, renting of clothes and gnashing of teeth and all kinds of stuff. Here's a flavor of what's going on in the Vanderbilt president's hallway to his office, the corridor.
And the police officers are standing by like puppets.
How dare they?
Shame, shame on you!
Oh, shame.
Puppets!
Even Jack.
They
can. Yeah. Who wants to leave? Not Jack. You're protecting a terrible man. Oh, I hope you know that. You're protecting a terrible man.
Oh, a terrible man.
And a coward, an absolute coward.
Absolute
who is aiding and abetting a actual genocide.
They're all wearing masks, by the way.
30,000 people are being killed, sir.
That's what you're protecting.
Show your compassion. Show your morality.
What if it was your kids?
Would you care?
Okay, I can't take any more of that. Sorry. Now the students are very upset because they've been there 30 hours, and they're not letting them get up and go to the bathroom. They have to do their business in bottles or they have to hold it. I applaud this, waiting them out. I think it's hilarious that if they're going to come and protest and try to hold up campus business and they didn't plan for it. And they're also mad that they can't get up and leave and go get food. And they're super mad that they thought they hit the jackpot. Somebody delivered Panera and they thought, one of our compatriots in protesting has delivered Panera. No, the Panera was for the police officers who are in the hallway, who are being cursed at and scolded by these rich elite punks who attend a school that costs $86,000 a year, who think that entitles them to tell Vanderbilt University how to invest its money that feeds the endowment that allows all the research to go on at the school that they will benefit from when they get their degree. Oh, the stress of having to pee in a bottle, having to go 30 hours without food. Pack a PB&J if you're going to try to protest and turn the decisions of a major university.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.